Welcome to Week 5, Day 5 in the Firm Foundation class, Making Jesus Christ King. So, how do you win victoriously over the flesh? Let's read Ephesians 4, verses 22 to 32. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. What are the steps described in the following verses? Verse 22, put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. If you do not put off the old self, it will continually try to corrupt you. Verse 23, be made new in the attitude of your minds. Every action you take actually begins with an attitude in your mind. Your attitude affects your thoughts, and your thoughts affect your actions. When the Spirit of God makes your attitudes new, your thoughts will change, and so will your actions. Verse 24, put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. God created the new self, or the new nature, to be just like him. It is righteous and holy. Its attitudes, thoughts, and actions are righteous and holy. So when you yield to the Spirit within you, your attitudes, thoughts, and actions will automatically reflect the Lord's. These verses talk about replacing the flesh with the new nature. We replace the old thoughts and behaviors with new attitudes that reflect the new creation that we truly are in Christ. Verses 25 through 32 state examples of behaviors we must trade in to become new. What are they? Verse 25, put off falsehood and speak truthfully. Verse 26, in your anger do not sin. Verse 28, he who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work. Verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building another up according to their needs. And verse 31, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Verse 32 is a summary of how the new nature will act, kind, compassionate, forgiving, Christ-like. You must forsake your flesh for the new nature. But the secret is in allowing God to live out his life from within you. He is naturally kind, compassionate, and forgiving, and you will be too if you yield to his leading. If there is any area over which Christ does not reign as Lord, ask God to take control over it, and he will do it for you.